Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, good evening, it's Crystal Willingham, and thank you for joining me again for Power, Triumph, and Influence. That's right, that's my media series dedicated to all of the women power couples and young teenage females who are making a difference in their lives, of their community, and their family, and just sharing their testimonies and stories with us. And this is brought to you by the GLAM Network Radio for Women, Internet Radio for Women, right here on the Blog Talk Radio server. That's right, blogtalkradio.com/GLAM Network Radio. For more information, you can visit my page, Crystal Willingham, or you can go to I Am GLAM, I-N-T-L, on Facebook. Hey, let's take a short break, and we'll be right back to get our show started.
Got plenty of reasons, because they come a dime a dozen. He died for me, so it's God I'm loving, and it's that Holy Spirit in me that's keeping this whole world buzzing, believing in the cross life, so it's no more thug. It's living proof in his proof that he raised the dead. Not only that, gave me a spot where I can rest my head, that was healing in the scriptures and it kept me fed. You can believe what you want, my God ain't dead. Let's go.
Who are you to tell me that my kids won't go to church in the streets to get them and strip them from their words? I got a reason.
hey, if you don't have a reason to praise them, I can pretty much figure out one way right now. If you're on the air right now with me and you're listening to Power, Triumph, and Influence on Glam Network Radio, you got a reason right now. You got a reason right this very second. Every breath in your body, God is giving you the power to stay alive and keep your faith alive, and you are here among the land of the living. So you do have a reason to praise him. I read it this morning in Luke chapter 19. The word of God says, if you don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. And I'll be from a little rock with no life and no spirit in it. Outdo me when God has been just that good to me. If he's been just that good to you, you may not have what you want. You may not have where you live where you want. You may not drive the car that you want. You may not have the best job in the world, but you have a life, and that life is all about what you make it. So, hey, don't be so upset. Don't be so hard on yourself, and don't be so hard on God. You got a reason to praise him, and I'm pretty sure I can find 100 reasons to praise him right now, even just for you. Thank you for joining me tonight. Thank you so much. At the top of the hour, we're going to have my friend Wanda Briscoe, cancer survivor, author, inspirational speaker. She's going to come and chat with us about her testimony, her life story. And at the halfway hour, my girl Trish Stanley is going to be on, and she's going to talk about her new project release, Go. And you guys got to understand, I think Trish and I have gone back and forth on each other's shows quite a few times, but this is my girl, so I had to bring her on. You guys know at the bottom of the hour, we always have a featured artist. So Trish is our featured artist for tonight, and I thank her so much for joining us and being on with us. But today I'm going to introduce to you my top of the hour guest. Her name is Wanda Briscoe. She is an author, a wonderful, awesome woman of God. I heard her give her testimony, I think it was about 4 years ago at a conference that we both ministered at, and she gave her testimony. It was so powerful and so wonderfully presented. It wasn't just a story to tell, but she was very inspiring and told us her story. And you know, a lot of times we think that people, we look at people every day and we think, well, what in the world, how can I possibly get through my trials, and how am I going to get through this? And you look at other people and you say, well, you know, they got this and they got that, but you don't know what that person's story is. So never envy someone else's life until you know their story. I have a mantra that I set, and that is this: you cannot walk a mile in my shoes, but you can walk the same mile in your own shoes. Everybody's story is different, and everyone that has a breast cancer survivor story doesn't have the same story. You may have those same feelings and same encounters, but everyone's story is different. And so today, my friend Wanda Briscoe is here to share with us her story tonight. Thank you, Wanda. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice again. I don't think I've actually talked to you for a minute. I think we kind of catch each other here and there on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I heard your voice. Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for joining me tonight. And so, Wanda, you are a cancer survivor, and I believe this is Cancer Awareness Month. It's not Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but it is Cancer Awareness Month. Is that correct?
Yes, simply September is Ovarian Cancer Month, and October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay, so we have, please excuse me, we want to keep these different types of cancers, and people keep people aware of them. So now I'm having to go and make sure that my calendar positions are correctly, so I'll know which part of the cancer fight to focus on. But you're going to talk to us about breast cancer awareness, and even though this is not October, I appreciate you coming anyway and talking to us about it. Tell us, you know, tell us who you are. I know everybody doesn't know who you are. I'm not going to spill the beans, but tell us who you are and where you're from, who you with, you know, that kind of thing, and then we can go into what you do.
Okay, my name is Wanda Briscoe. I'm from St. Marys County, Maryland. I was living in Atlanta for 25 years, and I just relocated back to Maryland in June of this year. I'm a mother of three adult sons, and I'm proud of all three of my sons. They're doing very well for themselves. I am an author of one book I published myself, and second book I co-authored with 23 other phenomenal women. We all had different stories in the second book. I'm also a mentor. I mentor newly diagnosed breast cancer patients, and I really enjoy that. Doing that. I'm in a program at Calvert Memorial Hospital in Calvert County, Maryland, and the program is called Survivors Offering Support, or SOS. So I'm very active in that program. Yes.
That's awesome. Survivors Offering Support. And you know what? I think that's where I want to begin, because even though your journey starts at the point where you found that lump, I think it's important for everyone to know that while you're going through this and then after you survive, there are support systems everywhere. Can you tell us a little bit about SOS?
Yes, SOS, the program, it was started by a lady who was diagnosed with breast cancer. And a lot of times in your communities, you may have cancer awareness support groups, but they aren't cancer specific. They'll just have like a cancer support group. So this program was started in Calvert County Hospital, and they got a big grant from Susan G. Komen, and they mentor newly diagnosed women. It's a lot we have to learn. It's just a formal training that you have to go through.
Okay.
And we have to get medical information, medical stuff done to us, because we are allowed to go with the women when they get their chemo. So I have my hospital badge for Calvert County Hospital, and I can go and sit with the women as they get their chemo treatments, because chemo treatments are very long. And they need that support in there with them, so they just don't sit in there for 3 and 4 hours by themselves.
Wow, I didn't know that that journey was, that those sessions were that long. So SOS seems to be a very good support system for those that are going through it and thereafter. Now, tell us your story. How did you become? How was your journey as a breast cancer survivor?
My journey as a breast cancer survivor, as you said earlier, everyone has their own unique journey. No two women that have been diagnosed with breast cancer embark on the same journey. Some people just embark on a medical journey. But my journey was a spiritual journey. My journey was a rediscovering journey. My journey brought me back to God, because I had left God. And so it was God getting my attention. And I did not feel my lumps. I've been getting my yearly mammograms since I turned 40. And they called me and they said, you need to come back and take another mammogram. And I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, your breast is dense. Well, most African-American women, we have dense breasts because we are thicker built. And so I went back and I got the second mammogram, and then they called me and they said, well, you need to come and get a biopsy. And it just never triggered in my mind that something could be wrong, because I didn't feel the lump. As it turned out, I had two lumps. And they were in my milk duct, so there was no way that I could have felt those anyway. And so I went through, I ended up having 3 surgeries, and then I had radiation, 33 rounds of radiation at 3 beams each time. So in actuality, I've had 99 beams of radiation.
Wow. And so, Wanda, I had a breast cancer scare. I want to call it a scare. I wasn't, my biopsy was, it came back negative, I think is the word I want to use. But just the journey of going and having the mammogram and then the biopsy done just kind of made me think about other women who are going through. And I look around the room as I was in the waiting room, and I just began to pray. And I said, well, Lord, you know, he warned me, of course. He said, you're going to go through something to test your faith. It won't be hard, but you're going to face something. And I didn't know. And he did tell me that it had something to do with my female organs, but I didn't know what that was. And so that following year, you know, was when I went to have the biopsy done. But, you know, everybody's journey of faith is different. You know, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And so your journey of faith is different. I know I have a friend that lives in Lansing. I haven't spoken to her in a very long time. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, and then she juiced for 60 days, I believe it was, and she went another route. So Rhonda, talk to us about the different routes that people take to recover from breast cancer. Some people do chemo, some people don't, but I don't think, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, that no one's journey is less hard than the other because of the route they choose to take. Talk to us about those different routes people take.
Yes, you are correct in stating that one person may do, you know, whatever your doctor prescribes. Some doctors, you know, depending on where the lump is and what stage is in, breast cancer goes in stages 1 through 4, 1 being the least, 4, of course, being, you know, at the end, or what they call metastatic breast cancer. And what that means is that the cancer has spread to your vital organs. So that's kind of like the end stage.
Okay.
Some people, for health reasons, they decide to become vegan. Some people I know that are vegan and they still got breast cancer. So there isn't like a set, you know, standard on if you're vegan, then you won't get breast cancer, or if you're not vegan, you will get breast cancer. If you eat red meat, you won't get breast cancer. You know, there's different studies to, you know, suggest different things, but, you know, you just never know where it can come from. You know, of course, if you have a family history of breast cancer, that comes into play. But for me, we didn't have a family history. There, no one in my family had breast cancer. I was the first to be diagnosed. So, of course, there were those questions on, well, where did it come from? How did I get it? Why did I get it? You know, and for me, you know, my personal life, if you allow me to be transparent, my personal life was in a downward spiral. And I was in a toxic marriage, and 4 months after I walked away from a 15-year marriage, you know, I was just crying out to God, God, I need you to help me. I need you. And it was like with breast cancer, it made me free. It brought me closer to God. I started getting back into the Word, reading the Bible. And when I was alone, because when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I was in Atlanta. All of my family is in Maryland. So a lot of my journey I had to endure on my own when, you know, my parents couldn't come to Atlanta. So in those times is when God was dealing with me and talking to me and chastising me. You know, it got real. You know, it got real.
Yeah.
And you know, and that was my time with him. He had to get me to himself. And so I started writing, you know, crying out to God. I didn't know what to do with all of the emotions, you know, from just hearing the terminology, radiation and lumpectomy, you're going to have this surgery. And then, you know, after I had my first surgery and my parents, they drove up from Maryland to be with me. And then I get home and recover. And then 4 days later, the hospital call and say, well, your margins aren't clear. And what that means is when they go in to remove your lump, they remove some tissue around your lump, and those turned out to be cancerous. So then they had to go back in 2 weeks later. So then my parents had to turn back and come back to Atlanta, you know, for my second surgery. And then a month or two later, I got an infection, and then I just started my – shirt woke up one morning in the middle of the night and my shirt was wet with blood. So I didn't have anyone to call. I'm by myself, drive myself to the hospital, and then I had to end up having reconstructive surgery. You know, so my body has endured a lot. But at the same time, God was strengthening, even though my body was physically weak, God was strengthening me spiritually through the journey.
Yes. You said, you know, you talk about, you know, tightening that relationship with God. I think a lot of us kind of miss that when we're going through the heaviest times. And I don't, you know, God does not want the worst for us. He does not want us to suffer. He does not want us to be sick and ill. It's not his will. But the Bible says all things work together that love God. And I believe we do. We love God. And so this thing that worked out for your good and love and your love for God brought you closer to him. What did that do for your sons? Did your sons also begin to say or think, wait a minute, I think I need to tighten it up too. Well, how did that affect your sons?
Yes, it did. At the time, my youngest son had just turned 14. I have three sons. And my middle son, he had just went away to college at Georgia Southern. And so, you know, they're at pivotal points in their puberty, you know, in their life and their manhood and everything.
That's right.
And what breast cancer, and after my second surgery, my son that was away in college, he set out a semester. Because I had gotten real, real weak from the radiation treatment. Mm-hmm. So he set out a semester to come back to Atlanta to help take me to my treatment. So it was like, you know, the roles reversed. Instead of the mom taking care of the children ended up help taking care of the mom. You know, but that was special. And it bonded us together. They're very protective over me and you know, and they want to know how I'm doing, make sure I'm eating right, and, you know, make sure I'm going to my appointments and everything. So it strengthened that mother-son bond as well.
You know, I always tell people, be careful how you treat your children, because one day you're going to need them, you know.
Yes.
Not to provoke them to anger and provoke them to wrath. And so, you know, we do things, we break our children's spirit. And, you know, I am out in public and I hear mothers cuss their children. I mean, use profane language and humiliate them publicly. And I'm saying to myself, these are the care of you when you're old. So you might want to watch it. You don't forget. You know, I remember things as a kid. And these types of things that happened to me as a child would never influence me to treat my parents badly. You know, you just got that one whoop and you remember it. You know, you had getting that whoop, you're like, man, when I get older, I'm a, you know. And then you get older and you grow up. So I'm glad that you talked about your sons and their great relationship with you. And thank God that they honor their mom and that you did not provoke them to not honor you back.
Yes.
So I did get a chance to meet your mom. She's a very, very, she loves you. I saw a love of a mother, and I've seen her travel and go with you and go to the meetings, and I've seen her in pictures with you there supporting you. What has this journey been like for you and your mom?
I'm the oldest out of five, so my mom and I have always had a bond, but breast cancer just brought our bond closer. When I was going through my treatment, the radiologist said after my 10th treatment is when my body would really start feeling the effects of the cancer, the treatments that I was going through. So my family, the day that I started, you know, we all started counting. And so my mother planned her trip after the 10th trip. You know, just anticipating, you know, that I needed someone to be there, because at the time my apartment was on the third floor and there weren't any
stairs. Oh my!
So yeah, so my mom, I didn't know I was going to get cancer, so I just got an apartment. You know what I mean? So
right,
when my mom came, and one time I remember this so vividly, and we talk about it a lot. And I was getting my treatments at Piedmont Hospital in Atlanta. And after the treatment, one time we went to Whole Foods, which is, you know, right near Piedmont Hospital. And I went to stand up from eating, and the effects from all of the treatments took its toll, and I fell back. And it was by the grace of God that my mom was there with me, and she happened to be standing behind me, and she caught me. And, you know, I was like, I can't drive. I could barely walk. So my mother had never driven in Atlanta, so I had to guide her, you know, to my apartment. And she had to literally help me up those three flights of stairs. And she stayed about 2 weeks. And at this time, also, when I was getting the treatment, when I had the infection, I was getting the radiation treatments Monday through Friday. And then for the infection, I had to go to the breast surgeon 3 days a week. So after I would get my radiation, I would go to the breast surgeon, and they would pack and unpack the wound from the infection. No anesthesia. I'm laying there on the table just enduring the pain. And my mom saw all of that, and she would turn her face to the wall because my facial expression would show the pain that I was in. And on the day that she left Atlanta to come back to Maryland, she wrote me the sweetest note. And she said that she was so proud of me, and she watched me endure the pain, and that, you know, I was going to recover from this. And she found strength in me. And I was like, wow, for your mother to write you that, that really touched my heart, you know, for her to do that. And, you know, our bond is, you know, you see one, you see the other. Like you said, you always see us on Facebook taking pictures. And it's like we're just always together. You know, she'll check up on me. You know, how are you feeling today? Are you feeling okay? You know, just the concern, you know, from her, and just the prayers, you know, that she has prayed over me has kept me going forward.
You got me almost teary-eyed for a second. I had to catch myself and swallow that knot in my throat. That is so precious and so beautiful, you know, sharing that part of your testimony. Wanda, you have a book that you wrote, and you self-published. What's the name of your book?
My book is called The Fight Within. And that's truly, I never fought anything. I never... You know, our kids get in fights or, you know, whatever. I never had to fight for anything. But when I got breast cancer, I had to fight for my life. So that's why the book is entitled The Fight Within. You know, when you're faced with adversity, you never know what is deep down within you until a life-threatening disease or something knocks on your doorstep.
Wow. What a powerful What a powerful statement, the fight within, because that is where it starts. When you're fighting anything, we know we talk about sickness and diseases and things that, you know, we physically endure, but, you know, the real fight is inside of you. You know, the Bible says, Wanda, fight the good fight of faith. That is your real battle. You know, we talk about, you know, we get in church and we get flags and stuff and go to whip in the air and tell them we chopping the devil down and we stomp on the floor and everything, and you know, and then we do spiritual warfare, and we pray all these prayers and everything, and it's a wonderful demonstration of the power of God within you. But the real fight is really the fight of your faith. If the enemy can steal your faith, if he can stop you from believing in the one and only true God, if he can stop you from believing he's a healer, if he can stop you from believing he's a deliverer, if he can stop you from believing that he loves you, then he's winning, and that is what he's after. He is after our faith. And so I thank God, Wanda, that he did not get your faith, that you fought the good fight of faith, and you are still fighting it. You are still teaching others how to fight. Tell us where we can find information about how to book you for inspirational women's conferences. Wanda does them, y'all. She speaks at women's conferences. I met her at one. She will talk. She will come. If you're in the Maryland area, you know, get with her and SOS. They will come and sit with you. Tell us how to contact you and find you on all of those mediums and platforms, social media platforms.
Okay. My website is WandaBristow.org, and I can be reached by email at Wanda0313@gmail.com. Or my office number is 240-435-2780.
That is how you get in touch with the awesome author, inspirational speaker, and breast cancer survivor, Wanda Briscoe, and she will talk to you. Trust me when I tell you, she will talk to you. If you need someone to talk to you, you need an ear, and you need someone to listen to you just to talk. And I know that there are different, all of us have different struggles. I don't know what the breast cancer struggle is like, but I can, you know, honestly say that I have had other members, that family members especially, that that had the journey of cancer. And my grandmother was the first person that ever close to me that I ever saw go through that back in the mid-80s, and she had colon cancer. And so you know, I wanted to do this in memory of Doris Lorraine Davis and her life and legacy, because it's still living on. She was a praying grandmother too. You know, she had us on her lap and prayed and prophesied to us. So I want to pay homage to her tonight, but also to all of the cancer survivors, whatever type of cancer you survived. We want to dedicate this moment of inspiration to you. Breast cancer, colon cancer, you know, all kinds of cancers, brain cancers, there are different kinds of cancers. I believe leukemia is a form of cancer. All of those things that you are have endured and are going through, we salute you tonight. And most of all, we pray that God deliver you from all sicknesses and diseases. We declare and decree that as the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for the remission of sins, he also died for your sicknesses and your diseases. And we declare healing for you. However that healing comes, we declare it for you tonight. Wanda and I touch and agree that God will heal you and that he will send his healing power to you right now from the crown of your head to the soles of your very feet. Every form of cancer, die in Jesus' name. And we welcome the Holy Spirit tonight. Whatever type of lifestyle changes that we need to do, we thank the Holy Spirit for giving us wisdom to do that, that we not veer to the left or to the right, but we stay the course till our total and full deliverance is here. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you so much, Wanda.
Jesus, amen.
Awesome.
Thank you for having me.
You're awesome, awesome. And you'll have to come back. You got to come back because I want you to talk about SOS and I want you to talk about those other things that you do post cancer, you know, surviving and all of that. We really want to make sure that people have access to that, because you know what? I noticed this as well, we're gonna talk about it when you come back, the psychological effects that surviving cancer has had on a lot of people. So we're going to talk about those things and the medical industry and all that. So you got to come back. Wanda and Grace, again.
I
love you.
Love you too.
I love you
Thank
so
you.
Much. Thank you. All right. God bless you, Wanda. We'll see you next time. This is the Glam Network Radio Station on Blog Talk Radio, and this is Crystal P. Willingham, and you're listening to Power, Triumph, and Influence on the Blog Talk Radio Network. We are going to take a short break, pay a bill, and the next song that you hear will be from my girl, Trish Stanley, and she's going to come and talk to us about her awesome, awesome release. Her new project, Go. That's right. She said Go, and I'm ready for it. I'm telling you, I almost threw all the furniture in the house, but I love Trish anyway. I'm kind of partial. I love her, and I love her ministry and her music. So stay right with me. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Crystal Willingham inviting you personally to join me every Tuesday and Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio / Glam Network Radio. Every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Power, Triumph, and Influence, brought to you by Glam International. Please join me again every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/ Glam Network Radio, or you can dial in by phone 646-668-8135. Or, for more information, visit my website, thetotalwomanglam.com.
Bye.
Tristra Stanley. That is off her new project, Go. And we're going to go a little bit later on in the interview. But let me introduce to you this girl right here. I love my sister. She has been the best and support system ever. But before I get bushy, let me just tell you, she's a wife, a mother. She's an artist. She's a radio personality as well. And she's a fashion guru, y'all. She knows how to put it together. Everything that you see when you go to Trish Stanley Music on Facebook, all that whole complete package is just how she rolls. She puts together all of her in such excellence and everything like that. I'm just saying, I told her, text her a minute ago, I said, girl, when I grow up, I'm going to be just like you. She does such great work. But, of course, that was favorite featuring C-Dub, and I have interviewed him and his wife as well. We have had some awesome times on the air, but tonight she just dropped this project. When did you drop this project, Trish?
I dropped it on August 26th, but it's been 2 years of pregnancy, my sister. So we dropped
girl,
August 26th.
Only elephants carry babies that long.
exactly. That's abnormal.
Well, thank God for the baby. It is here. And I've been enjoying it. I almost threw all the stuff on my desk when I was listening to Favor. I said, what?
And you know the blessing behind this whole project is that when I was going through it, going through the process, writing and recording and going in the studio and all that, it was such, I quit. Oh, my God, I had quit. I came home. I cried many times. I sat down and talked to Dub. And was like, Dub, my creativity is just gone. I have none. And only in that moment and in those moments, because it's very important who you have in your life and who speaks to you in your life. And, of course, my covering, my husband, is going to tell me the right thing because I only do what is led by him, because even though God has given me the gifting, he's still the head, and he's who God has appointed. So I don't make moves unless my head approves. And so he came back
Come
and said, look, that ain't so. You better suck it up, cry it out, suck it up, pray about it,
get back in there.
Exactly. And Doug was pretty much the same way. He was the same way. He was like, listen, you know, I understand. I know it's hard. It's hard for me, too. My life is going through transition. They had a new baby. And, you know, there's just a lot of things going on during this time, and actually had the first baby because this is 2 years old.
Yeah.
And my poo-poo will be 3 in October. So it's like,
oh my.
You know, we've been going through this, actually, I say 2 years, but actually been longer than 2 years. It's almost been 3 years.
Wow.
And I call their baby my poo-poo. That's my poo-poo. But at any rate. It's just been amazing how God has just been revealing on the other side of through. Remember that song, The Other Side of Through?
Yes. Yeah,
it's Woo. Amazing how he's been revealing some things, and now I feel when I go back in hindsight and think about the journey of No One Else, I get excited and I am okay with the crying and the head and the heartache and the disappointment and all of those things that took place during that time. It was worth it. It really was worth it.
Yeah. Isn't it always worth it? You know, you just you don't think it'll be worth it, but it it is. It'll always be worth it in the end. And perseverance is the key here. You know, pressing through it, even through the hard times. And I know what it is when your creativity is just gone. Cause, you know, because, girl, then you start hearing stuff, and like, and you get there and they say, well, that sounds like that song. And you're like, oh.
Exactly.
And you just throw it away. You're like, oh, yeah, that does sound exactly like that song. I can get food. Put that back. You know, and then and the things that inspire creatives, you know, just the smallest series of notes will inspire us to do something different. We think it's different and crazy. And that's what I like about CW producer. He will take something, and just like, oh, you know what? I know this song goes like this. We put this right here, you know.
Oh, my
God. He does that so well. I don't know if anybody heard it in Favor. I'm pretty sure you buy the project, you'll hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you mentioned you're going to play Go a little later. I mean, even in Go, which is my latest single, we had the vocals done, we had the background done, we had the music done completely, and we were at a point where we needed to really release the single. My management was like, come on, I need the song. And Dub came to me and he said, Trish, he said, just have a seat for a second. And I'm already at a point of volcano where I'm about to erupt with the whole project. And he says to me, he said, Trish, I want to go a whole different direction when it comes to the music,
wow,
to the song. You don't have to come in and redo any vocal, any of that, but I'm just feeling and he had mixed it and mastered it, and he came back and he said, I'm just feeling in a different direction. And you have to be able to trust the people that you work with. I not only trust
mm-hmm.
him, his talent, but I trust the God in him. And so
yeah.
when he came back and said, I needed to go back and redo this, that's okay, do what you got to do. And I had to fight the power
yeah.
to be and say, okay, we need a delay, an extension. But what
mm-hmm.
you came out with, I'm so happy and excited about. And you have to really just trust who you're working with if who you're connected with is a godly connection.
That's right. That's right. You have to be connected to the right people. That godly connection gives you chemistry and it gives you
mm-hmm.
fluidity. My
mm-hmm.
husband used that word a lot, and so I use it now. I'm like, hey, we ain't flowing like some fluid. I can't even get with you.
Exactly.
You know, so I know, and I appreciate fluidity. I appreciate our fluidity. I mean, we gelled from day one. I had you and Tanya Dallas Lewis and
oh, yeah.
Porter and
mm-hmm.
Don't forget one more person, but you guys were on. Years
Beanie
ago,
Porter,
on the
Javon
air,
Inman, yeah, all
Javon
of them,
Inman,
yeah.
yes,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
oh my goodness,
Keisha Rainey.
What a wonderful thing! Yeah, right, and Rainey played the game. Remember, I played the game with you guys to see how well you knew each other.
Yes,
yeah, remember that? And I think Inman's cake was the final straw. They broke the camel's back on that one. Everybody just wanted cake. So I'm still waiting on Michael. Well,
exactly.
I'm going to put that out there just in case he listens. I wait on my cake. Javon,
exactly.
Where's my cake? But we have been walking this journey of media for a while, and
yeah.
I was so happy to see you take it on, and you do so well. Thank you for having me on your show as well, and some wonderful, wonderful things are ahead of us in the future. But your radio show, you talk about fashion and music and hair care and
yeah.
I mean, health and mental health, emotional health, and all.
Yeah.
I love your show. How in the world did you say, okay, I'm an artist, I'm a mom, I work, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I'm a wife. I'm going to put this on my platter. My, you know, my friends will say, you don't have a plate, Crystal, you have a platter. So how did you
exactly.
end up putting that on your platter?
First, it was a suggestion to me. It was never an idea of my own. Actually, it came from my management at the time. And so I said, okay, well, you know, and of course they had to sell the concept to me.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I passion myself about is building up other women. I know my ministry is women, and we can complain all day long, but if we're not pouring into every woman that we and I, we can say all day long, little girls. It's easy to pour into little girls. It's easier to pour
mm-hmm.
into little girls. It's easy to pour into teens, and it's somewhat okay to pour into early 20 girls. But
mm-hmm.
every woman needs to be poured into by women, by other women, because we're the ones who hold each other up. And so I took that on as an assignment. I took it on as a challenge. And I really, really, truly believe that until we educate one another, we lift one another, we celebrate one another, then it
mm-hmm.
would make a better society. We make up the basis, the cushion,
mm-hmm.
the foundation of the society, because we're the moms of it. We're the birthing. The birth, we give birth
yes.
to the society. And
mm-hmm.
so if we hold each other up and encourage each other, I think that it would make that much more, and educate one another, it would make that much more of a better society overall. So we work and we focus on the wholeness of the woman, not
yes.
just fashion, but the wholeness of
right.
her. Mm-hmm.
And you support others so well, and you are a firm believer of supporting you know, other people in their endeavors as well, and I've seen you do it. You've done it for me, and I appreciate you for extending that invitation of support, because, you know, we talked about this, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We
yeah.
like to throw shade, and we like to try to get to the punch first and everything like that, but, you know,
right.
I have this philosophy in my own personal space. There's a whole lot of world out here to say.
Girl,
and,
come on. come on. And we are not we're not all called to the same remnant. It's somebody who's, who my speaking voice could irk their everlasting nerve, and you could come in and say the exact same thing, and you can draw them. And what means more to me is that the kingdom is built, whether it's built through me or whether it's built through you. So if I can help you hold your hands up so that you can draw whomever, I'm willing to do that. But then also you have to really understand your spiritual gifting. Singing is a talent that God has given me, and I praise God that he has anointed that gift, that talent, excuse me. But my spiritual gift is the gift of encouragement, and so I have to operate in my gifting. And so with my gifting, it is my call by God to encourage others. So that's why I do what I do. It just comes natural. It comes easy for me. But trust me, it is a spiritual gift. It is a spiritual gift that I operate in. And so I'm not putting any and taking any credit for that. I'm just trying to operate in the gift that God has given me.
That's an awesome gift that we all need to be exhorted and encouraged.
Yes.
You know, everyone needs it. Even the encourager needs encouragement. So,
oh, yes, honey.
You know, sow the seeds of little seeds of encouragement and, you know, and keep plowing. And, you know, my tokens of encouragement have always been, you know, hey, you know, make sure you go get this project. And I'm not just, I don't just promote, but that is just my way of encouraging people, because this is blood, sweat, and tears we put into it.
Oh, yeah.
And, and you know, we put it out there, and we're not looking for our name in lights. We are looking to glorify God the Father. And so in doing that, when you put it out there, I'm going to try to, you know, I'm going to try to put my pom-poms up and put my little cheerleading skirt on and do what I can do.
Exactly.
And do
and
my
you do
thing,
it well.
You know
you do
what
it well also. You have an amazing ministry as well to women, and you unite us a lot, you know, in our frame of thinking. So it is, if we operate in what we're supposed to operate in, you know, you can't help but please God. And you do what you do it very well. And we, it's so many of us who need you to continue to
Amen.
Do what you do.
Yeah. Amen. We need each other, don't we?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Speaking of ministry, you know, wherever ministry takes you, you got to be willing to what?
You
got to
go.
You
got
to be willing to go. So we're going to take a short break, and I'm going to bring it back on with Trish Stanley and go. We're going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back in a second.
Go ye therefore, teach all nations, spread the gospel everywhere. Where you lead me, I will follow you. Here I am, Lord, please use me. Let your glory shine through me. I'm available to be used by you.
Where you lead me. This segment is brought to you by Shulamite Women Magazine, an online magazine for today's Christian women. Get real talk on the real issues at ShulamiteWomen.com.
That's right. Go to ShulamiteWomen.com magazine and tell them I sent you. And also, our sponsor, Rise Management Consulting Firm, if you go by their Facebook page, tell them I sent you. And that's how you can get the 10% discount on your debt consultation. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on the second half of the show. We have Trish Stanley, and you just heard Go, and I'm about to go and win. I've always said this about her and Marlo Moore. Don't play the music in the car on I-75 in the third lane, because you're going to find yourself doing about 90. And get pulled over.
Yes, you know, I love with Marlo. I won't speed up. I'll probably just stop right dead in the lane
just
and just go into worship, right? So, but yeah, I love Marlo. I love me some Marlo Moore. But
yes,
I love Go.
And both of you are products out of C-Dub Studios.
Yes.
And so I am.
Yes.
I love it that the two of you are very different, but
mm-hmm.
you know. Producers have a sound, and so I know
yeah.
whenever I hear a certain sound, I'm like, Dub has something to do with that. You know,
mm-hmm.
come to find out he did. So shout out to C-Dub and his wife and Tiffany and the beautiful
yeah.
Children in addition to the family. God bless you guys. So, Trish, you got this new project out. You're on the air. Tell us when we can catch your radio show.
The radio show airs every Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on SurvivalRadioNetwork.us.
All right, SurvivorRadioNetwork.us.
Yes.
And you can also find all the information on two of your fan pages. You have Trish Stanley Music on Facebook, and then the other Facebook fan page is?
Well, we only have the one. We're trying to merge them because it's too much to keep up with everything. So Trish Stanley Music, you'll find information for both Style with Trish as well as the music ministry. But you can always go to my website. We have podcasts there. For the show, if you want to catch up on archives, which is TrishStanley.com.
Yes, TrishStanley.com and go. And I want to do a special shout out, birthday shout out today. And I'm going to let Trish do it.
Yay! We wish so many, many, many blessings to none other than Denise Kelly. Happy birthday, Denise. We pray nothing but prosperity, nothing but good health, nothing but happiness, and not just happiness, but joy, the God kind of joy in your life, not just this year, but the coming year. So we bless you and thank God for giving you another year on today.
Awesome. Happy birthday, Denise. Denise Kelly is an author. She was on our show last month. So
okay.
If you want to go and purchase her books, she's on Amazon, author Denise Kelly. She's written 70 times 7. She's collabed with another book project as well. I can't call them right now. I'm in school now, so names and numbers and everything just all
run
into each other.
Right.
Yes, or I'm going to give my children different names today already. So, you know how it is. Where I try to write a paper and do what you do. But Trish, I appreciate you coming on tonight. Again, I was going to talk about you, and I just wanted to tell everyone what a wonderful human being that you are. And that you've given Glam Network Radio so much support, and you've given us positive feedback as well. And we've been in this journey for a minute, but you know the music journey for that I've seen you take from the time that I knew of you
mm-hmm.
has progressed so much. And so this project that you have now. I mean, I was in the car about speeding in the 70 in the third lane, but this right here, I almost threw all the furniture. You went a whole other level when I started throwing the whole entire house out there.
That's
like,
what we want to see growth. We want to see in growth, not just in the music quality, but also in the message. And I believe that the message is so on point as well as the music, and that means a lot to me coming from you.
Yes. Trish, tell other independent artists, you know, give them an encouraging word as we wrap it up. Encourage any other independent artists tonight.
Oh, how I want to encourage you first and foremost is to get one-on-one with God. Get in your closet with God and ensure and make sure that this is what you're supposed to be doing. And once you have, he has confirmed that over and over and over. It took me 3 times. Over and over and over. Once he has confirmed that, then go. Go, and do not forget that when you are representing God, you have to you must represent him in excellence. And he's not going to give you three goes without providing provision. And so make sure you use the provision that he gives you responsibly and respectfully, and that you always acknowledge him and thank him. Thank him for every little thing. And that's the secret to what I do. And I believe why he has continued to kiss what I have done, what he's called me to do, is because every little thing, I thank him for this opportunity tonight, you know, to be able to come and share with the message of him. I thank him for someone purchasing my 99-cent single. God, thank you for that. Just be thankful that he has selected you to use you, and be responsible in that call.
Amen. You almost maybe will go Walter Hawkins on you. Be grateful. But we're wrapping it up. Thank you so much, Trish Stanley. Hey, this is Crystal C. Willingham on the Glam Network Radio. This is Power, Triumph, and Influence. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, and have an awesome, awesome day. God bless.